ABC Radio Australia.
There's negotiations that are hoping to bring the results of Bougainville's 2019 referendum to the floor of Parliament in Papua New Guinea, and it'll resume this week in hopes of breaking 2 years of delays and deadlocks. The PNG government and the autonomous Bougainville government will meet tomorrow to debate whether to engage a United Nations moderator to oversee negotiations. To find out more, we are joined by the Attorney General of the autonomous Bougainville government, Ezekiel Massat. With that, I say, welcome to the program.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, appreciate your time this morning, Ezekiel. Well, what will tomorrow's meeting be about?
A wide-ranging number of issues, but the core agenda being the ratification of referendum results, which is independence. As you know, the referendum occurred in 2019. 97.7% of Bougainvillians voted for independence. As required by law, there were consultations on the referendum results. And now it's a matter of bringing the referendum results and the joint report on the consultations to accompany the raw results to the floor of the parliament. And the argument now is one of what is the voting percentage to carry it through. Bougainville maintains its should be simple majority, and the national government maintains that it should be an absolute majority. Given this impasse, we have agreed in the previous GSP that if there was an impasse, that we would call for a moderator, and the issue at hand now is that what we want to carry through. We are confident, and at this juncture, I say thank you to the joint technical team. They have worked on some of these issues, and I think we have great comfort that we respect each other, the two governments, and that this is a matter that probably the two of us can't agree to, and the technical details appear to support our combined intention to engage a moderator.
Absolutely. So, as you say, you're about to debate whether to engage a United Nations moderator to oversee the negotiations. To have that moderator, what are you then hoping the outcome will be, or that you are pushing for?
We've had to utilize a moderator in the past on the issue of what was the correct funding that must be received by the Bougainville government. When we, when the UN mediator worked on this issue, the two parties agreed to accept the outcome of the moderator decisions. I think we accept that it is beyond us. And therefore, there must be some sort of mediation, and we're hopeful that the moderator will see things the way we see. But that's a matter for the moderator to look at, and hopefully, this issue can be resolved. And the final obstacle for us being the ratification can be dealt with, so Bougainville could have its independence.
I have to ask, though, Mr. Massat, why have negotiations been so difficult?
There are quite a number of reasons, I think, some intentional and probably some through no fault of the parties. The recent delay, with due respect, is because of the motion of no confidence, which is being played out in the national parliament. The parliament was adjourned from 2023 to 2024, and then there was a series of adjournments this year because of the motion of no confidence that the government was facing. That sort of contributed to the overall deferment of the JSP, and it couldn't be held in the early part of this year. So quite a number of factors, but we're happy that it's finally now been convened this week.
Mm. And you can confidently say that both sides will agree to this UN intervention also?
We are guided by the joint technical team. They have the first go at the agendas. I've looked at the resolutions from the joint technical team, and despite the fact that it still has to be ticked off by the technical team co-chairmen, I see the agenda being agreed to. So I'm confident it will carry through to the leaders' end of the conversation, which will be tomorrow morning.
All right, yes. And so when do you think the referendum results will finally reach the floor of PNG's parliament?
A couple of issues need to be attended to before the referendum result makes its way to the floor of the parliament. By law, there is a requirement that after the referendum, the two governments must consult and discuss and practicalize the referendum result. That part of the consultation has occurred. We had three consultation occasions with the national government. The final one being known as the Erra-Koni Covenant. We are only reminding the national government that you cannot rush into the floor of the parliament with the raw referendum result. The law requires the Minister for Colonial Affairs to bring the matter to the floor of the House. But he must first have that referendum result, and more importantly, he must have a joint report done by the two governments on the consultation outcomes. If we were to just bring the raw referendum result, then he would not have the benefit of the consultations where the two governments had agreed that independence could be achieved not before 2025 and no later than 2027, because that timeline was agreed to through the consultation. So we have strongly made our representations that there shouldn't be any attempt to rush the referendum result, and it must be accompanied by the joint consultation report, which the two governments haven't attended to at the technical level.
Now, Mr. Massad, as crucial as it is to finally get the results from this or even speak about the negotiations, what does this effectively mean for the people of Bougainville?
We're at the critical stage. The independence agenda is a long-standing issue for Bougainville. Even going back to colonial days, the our leaders at that time had fought for independence. I need not repeat the argument that historically we were part of the Solomon Islands, and through some pen to paper by colonial masters, we were made to be part of Papua New Guinea. But we've come through it's not a case of just trying to break away. We've had a very disastrous part of our life in having the crisis where many lives were lost, and we had to accept that maybe we ought to stop fighting and start negotiating. It would be very disappointing that some people are forgetting that we came out of the crisis. This is not a normal peace agreement. This is a peace agreement that was intended to, one, silence the guns, two, stop the killings, and three, once and for all, resolve the issue of independence for the Bougainville people. So we're at a critical stage, and we've done the negotiations. We set up a government that's in place for 15 years or more. We've had the referendum, and we've had the consultations. And this is the last part of the deal where the national government is now required to endorse the referendum result. Unfortunately, it's become we've hit a speed bump. But at our end, we're confident that the national government will see the issue through our lens and ratify, so we can have a new relationship between Bougainville and Papua New Guinea.